The Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 5:12, "But when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat." The Bible teaches us that there comes a point in our life when we should be able to teach someone else about the Bible. And thank God that there are those today, godly men and women, who are currently enrolled in teaching Bible classes. There's men and women who are involved in these classes obviously understand that we're only one generation away from apostasy. In Judges 2 and verse 8, the Bible says, "And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel." As we study the life of the great servant of God, Joshua, and as we read and study the book of Joshua itself, it's amazing about the many works of God that we read about there. But the Bible tells us that only after one generation, the next generation after Joshua's generation, arose and did not know God, did not know the works that God had done for them. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us the exact reason why that is, but one of the possible explanations is because of a lack of teaching. If we fail to teach the next generation, they're never going to know about God and the works that he has done for us. And so godly men and women today are teaching next generation about God and about how he sent Jesus Christ to die for us and about how the blood that he shed bought the one church through which we enter in obedience, which includes the act of baptism. And of course, it's in that one church that we worship and serve God. We need to teach that not only to our generation, but also to the next generation. Those godly men and women also understand that sometimes we need guidance when studying God's Word. In Acts chapter 8, we read the story about Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. And in verses 30 and 31, we read the account there as the Ethiopian eunuch was reading from the book of Isaiah. Philip asked him the question, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" And then the Ethiopian eunuch said, "How can I, except some man should guide me?" In fact, if you look in verse 34, he didn't even know who the prophet was speaking of. He asked, is he speaking of himself or of some other man? And so Philip sat down with him and guided him and helped him to better understand the Word of God. Thank God that there are those godly men and women today who are willing to do that through our Bible classes, to sit down, to take time with us, to guide us through a study of God's Word so that we can better understand. Thank God that there are people who are willing to teach not only us and our generation, but also the next generation that will come after us, so that they will know the Lord and the works that he has done for us.